My name is Zach Kanes. I'm a 2005 graduate of Miami University and currently serve as Beta's General Fraternity Historian. I would like to personally welcome you to the home of the Alpha Chapter of Beta Theta Pi. In the summer of 1833, this lot at the corner of High Street and Campus Avenue was purchased by Zachariah Price DeWitt for the sum of $150, and within a year, a substantial brick house was built here, about 250 yards away from where the founders met under candlelight on August 8, 1839, the chapter's future home loomed in the distance. However, it would be nearly 60 years before Alpha Chapter brothers called this spot home. From 1896 to 1898, the chapter rented the house from Mrs. Sarah Coulson. It had been converted to a college boarding house in the 1840s and had adequate space to accommodate the chapter with 16 rooms, ample parlors, and spacious reception areas. As an undergraduate, John R. Simpson, Miami 1899, helped negotiate this lease as the owner was initially unwilling to rent to a group of unknown students, but he could trust the son of a Presbyterian clergyman. The Oxford News reported in June 1897 that the brothers hosted an informal reception for the young ladies of Oxford College. This was the neighboring women's institution, and it was complete with a harpist and red and white decorations. Unfortunately, a new owner took over the property in 1899, forcing the Alpha Chapter Betas to find new accommodations. It wasn't until May 1918 that the Alpha Chapter returned. And this was in large part due to alumnus Dr. Robert Harvey Cook, 1891, who purchased the property at a price tag of $10,000. Quite a bit of money for that time. Good things don't always last, and between 1927 to 1929, Beta's home at 200 East High Street was condemned and vacated. The Alpha Chapter house has undergone numerous renovations since it was built, including this 1927 to 1929 renovation that eventually brought the Alpha brothers back home. The renovation saw a new colonial-style front added to the house, along with an $18,000 addition in the rear of the building. In 1949 to 1950, as part of the Beta's Action for Alpha campaign, the Betas once again grew the footprint, constructing an east wing to adjoin the 1929 addition. The house was practically gutted 50 years later in 2000 as air conditioning and internet were installed and bunk rooms were converted to private rooms. Finally, in 2018, the Forever Alpha campaign committed to raising $5.7 million to modernize the chapter house, and they added additional gathering space, including a chapter room, a new and enlarged dining room, and updated kitchen facilities. While the house has witnessed countless Betas of achievement walk through its doors over the years, one of its most beloved inhabitants was Mom Helen Troth, who served as Alpha's house mother for 30 years between 1931 and 1961.